sun's burning down on the pavement. Money in the bank, I ain't gonna save it. Jenna coming by, hope she makes it. Jenna coming by, and I sure hope she makes it. It's a summertime thing. Summertime thing. There's a party next door that sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall, took a look in. Was a five-piece band, they was really rocking. Oh, looked like some kind of family reunion. Hey, it's a summertime thing. Summer heat's got me feeling lazy. Air is warm and the sky's hazy. People getting down, getting crazy. Oh, people getting down, people getting crazy. Hey, it's a summertime day. The Honda. And can your sister come along? How could she not wanna? I put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him around her. Oh, put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him around her.
This is Chuck Prophet, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Woo!
Hey, kids.
Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu.
Oh, a little bit of a late start, but that's okay. It's going to be a good show tonight.
What show is that? Well, it's the Twang Trust, of course. The only show that brings you both kinds of music. Roll down your window and let the wind blow back your hair. Yeah, yeah. We're back from a Springsteen show. Of course. Plenty to tell you about. Plenty to tell you about. Plenty of great new music we brought back home with us. Yes, indeed. And also, we'll be announcing the winner of the Dauphin Country Fest passes today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what else? Oh, it's such a nice summer day. I thought we'd do it a week early. Yes, the unveiling of the official 2006 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. That happens tonight here on the Twang Trust. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, let's try that again. Sit on the river and watch it run. Oh, that's wrong. See? Oh, this is... I'm trying to do this, right? And, let's see. Okay, there. Now, this will be better. No, it won't. Oh, there. We're going to try this. This is technology, folks. At its, oh, look at that. Look at that. Technology ain't working for us. I'm just going to talk for a while. How about that? No, technology ain't going. We're going to hear this drum beat. Bruce, shut up. Your technology is failing me, Mr. Springsteen. Although you put on a fine show in Minneapolis. Yes, you did. Maybe it's going to work. Sure, let's give it another shot. Here's Bruce. And a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times in life? Some mighty high times down here. And what happened to you poor black folks? Well, it just ain't fair. He took a look around, gave a little pep talk, said I'm with you, then he took a little walk. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? There's bodies floating on canal and the levee's gone to hell. Martha, get me my 16 gauge and some dry shells. Them who's got out of town and them who ain't got left to drown. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and...
This all the way to Baltimore. Yeah, and I ain't got no home in this world no more. Gonna be a judgment, that's a fact. A righteous train rolling down this track. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times?
Welcome, welcome. Okay, that sounded kind of crappy. But that was we're playing that from Bruce Springsteen's website. How can a poor man stand such times and live? I don't know. But we could certainly stand the show. We saw, boy, it was a good one. Bruce Springsteen in St. Paul over the weekend. Were you there? Were you there? I hope so. I hope you had some as much fun as me and Mom and Brittany did. Yes, Brittany lasted the whole show. We weren't sure if she would, you know. We bought the tickets being fully prepared to walk out of there 10 minutes later. You know, we took the chance, and Brittany loved it. She was there the whole night. And at the very end, when we're walking away, security guy comes up and taps Mom on the shoulder and says, "Here, this is from Bruce. It's for your little girl." And he handed her his guitar pick. So, yeah, Britt's got her own little Bruce guitar pick now. It's very cool. We'll put some pictures up on the web, I think. We don't have, you know, a picture of her getting a pick or anything, but we got her on my shoulders at the show and stuff. And, oh, boy, it was fun. Oh, boy. But we also picked up a bunch of great new music while we were down there, including this one. I've actually had this for a while now, but I've been waiting. I had an advanced promo copy in a crappy little black and white sleeve, you know, with no artwork or anything. And it was only the single disc edition, and I've been waiting for the full meal deal. I've been waiting for the two disc pop-up album jacket. Yes, it's a pop-up album jacket. This is the first pop-up album jacket I've ever seen. I don't know if there are any others. And it's not an album. It's a CD. It's a pop-up CD cover. It's wild. There you go. You open it up. It's a gatefold thing. You open it up, and there's the band. They pop right up at you. They almost poke you with their guitar and their bottle of whatever it is. It's in a paper bag, so it's bound to be good. But who is it? It's a brand-new live album from Southern Culture on the Skids. Double wide and live. Yes, you can get a single disc version, or you can get this nifty two disc package that the band pops up in the middle. Look at that. That's the band right there, popping up. It's cool. It's groovy. And it's cool and groovy on so many levels. We're going to hear one of these levels right now. We're going to hear a few from this. It's just a great summertime rock and roll thing. We're going to end off with, wow, this is amazing, 6 minutes. Yes, 6 minutes. Of banana pudding. Whoa, but to get us there, here's a little ode to one of the finest vehicles on the street, this and any day, but particularly 1969.
This next one's about the mullet of the muscle car world. Anybody got El Camino here tonight? Yeah? Anyway, this one here is called 69 El Camino.
Dance.
You know I'm talking about something slippery, smooth, and in the groove. Day old and bold. Something funky now.
Album cover of the year, Southern Culture on the Skids, and Double Wide and Live. Yes, the Gatefold pop-up album cover. There they are, all three of them. Rick, Mary, and the other dude. What's the other dude's name? Well, I can never remember. Drums. Dave, of course, Dave Hartman on drums. Rick Miller on guitar, and Mary Huff on bass and hair. Yes, indeed. And there they are, popping up right out of this middle of this thing. It's so cool. And there's a picture of their... their double wide trailer with the creature from the Black Lagoon on top, or at least a reasonable facsimile thereof. He's holding a severed head. I don't recall a creature from the Black Lagoon ever having a severed head, so this is probably like a fake creature here. There's also a jackalope, a topless woman, and a big bottle of alcohol. There's somebody playing a trumpet, and there's a Mexican wrestler. So, yeah, all their friends are over at the trailer here. A ceramic chicken in the lawn. Yes, indeed. Everybody's having fun. What did we hear from this album? We heard right there, of course, 6 minutes. Oh, six yummy, yummy skin on top minutes of banana pudding. We also heard the title track to their very first album from 1991, Too Much Pork for Just One Fork. And, of course, 69 El Camino started us all off there at the top. Wow, wow, wow. That's just one of numerous, numerous, numerous new albums I came home with from the trip. Yes, we have vacation picks here on the show tonight on the Twang Trust. Up next, a brand new release from somebody who's going to be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival this summer. Very exciting. Yes, his new album is called The Boxing Mirror. It's been a while in coming. He was sick for a while, you know. And his new album is produced by Mr. John Cale. And it's called The Boxing Mirror. And who are we talking about? Well, of course, none other than Mr. Alejandro Escovedo. He'll be playing the Folk Festival this summer. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you are too. And on this new album, he's got his old pal and our old pal, Mr. John D. Graham, playing guitar. He even gets a shout out in one of these songs we're going to hear. But this song here, this is actually a song that There's actually two versions of it on this album. One of them's hidden. You got to keep searching for this one. And we're going to play the hidden version because I think it's better than the one that comes a couple of spots earlier. I don't know why they even bothered to put that one on there. This one is so vastly superior. And I'm sure you'll agree. We're not going to play the inferior version. We're going to go with the furrier one. What's the opposite of inferior? Furrier? No, I don't know. Anyways, we're going to play this thing here. It's called Take Your Place. It's from the brand new Alejandro Escovedo album. And, yeah, it goes a little something like this.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Chain link, yeah, they lay it on the line. just might break this time. Just my this time. Yeah, just my this time. I just my this time.
John D. Graham, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
We're shotting dope till the money run out. We're shotting dope till the money run out. Money ran out.
Here's our pal D, John D. Graham, from his album Hooray for the Moon, and a little thing called Laredo, a small, dark little something called Laredo. Ooh, what a tune, what a tune. Of course, John D. playing guitar on the two songs before that, brand new music from Mr. Alejandro Escovedo. The Boxing Mirror is the title of his new album. He'll be at the Folk Festival this summer. Unfortunately, John D. won't be on guitar. John D's doing his own thing. He's got a new album out, too. We don't have it with us today, though. We'll play it another day. We will. We love John D. Graham here on this show. My headphones are cutting out. Give me a second here. Let's see. Technology. Technology. It's not our friend today here on the Twang Trust. Okay, I can hear out of one ear anyways. You don't care, but we're gonna mess with technology again shortly, though. Oh, we're asking for trouble, I think. But if you're a Jeffrey Hatcher fan, it's worth sticking in for. But let's see. What did we play there? Oh, yeah, we played two from the new Alejandro album. What did we hear? We heard Break This Time and Take Your Place, version 2, the hidden 12th track. It's also track 10, but version 2, the hidden track 12, is far superior in our estimation. Go buy it. Listen to the two. It's strange that the melody is actually totally different, but the version we heard is much more rockin'. So there. We go with the rockin' version every time here on the Twang Trust. Yeah, speaking of Jeffrey Hatcher, next week on the Twang Trust, it's going to be quite exciting. Yes, we're going to have two guests. Well, actually more than two, really. If you count them, you'll count more than two, although technically it's two featured performers. Next week on the Twang Trust. Yes, we're going to have Mr. Jeffrey Hatcher, Winnipeg's favorite returning son, and he's going to be telling us about a show that he's playing the following day. Yes, a week from tomorrow, Jeffrey Hatcher is going to be playing a show. Unfortunately, it's part of a thing that's going on from noon till 2 in the afternoon, Thursday afternoon, a week from tomorrow. So if you have a job you have to be at, you're out of luck. But you can take the day off or take a long lunch or something if you're in the downtown area, because that's happening in the downtown area. It's actually happening right next door here at DUW. It's at, where is it at? It's, I got the address here somewhere. 401 Portage Avenue, the Rice Financial Building, the rooftop parking level of the New Directions Building. From noon till 2, it's a benefit for a program that Jeff is involved with called Project VIP, which stands for Violence Intervention and Prevention. And it's a thing that helps out folks with who suffer from the effects of fetal alcohol syndrome. And Jeff's very much involved in this, and he's part of a benefit show that's going on for this particular project. And you can go down there, and they have lunch. You can buy lunch. And you can donate and do fun stuff like that. And yeah. But we're going to have Jeff in here talking all about it next week. So be here for that. Also next week, she's recording a new record even as we speak. Romy Mays. Yes, Winnipeg's Romy Mays making a new record. And she's going to be here next week too, playing live and talking about her new record. This new record of hers, too, it's being produced by somebody who you may have heard of throughout the years. If you're a regular Twang Trust listener, you know his big hit tune, Dan Blocker. Yes, Mr. Gerf Morlix is producing the new Rami Mays album. He'll be in town, and he'll be here live on the Twang Trust next week. Holy moly. Yes, and of course, old Jeff Robson over there at UMFM has me scooped a little bit. He's got both those folks. He's got all those folks on his show this Sunday. He's scooping me. He's going to ask all the questions first, and then I'm going to ask the same ones and play the same songs, and I'm going to look like a dope. Although he's really stealing all my stuff, you know. There's just no justice. But you can tune into Jeff's show Sunday at 2 o'clock over there on the right hand side of the dial on UMFM. Tell the Band to Go Home is his show. 2 o'clock Sunday, and Jeff and Rami and Gerf are all going to be there too. But I lined him up first. So even though he's got him first, mine's going to be way better. I'm way better. My show's way better than his, for sure. Anyways, shouldn't say anything bad. Jeff gave me a CD that we're going to play later. So, yeah. Anyways, why don't we hear from all these people here? We're going to hear from Gerf Morlix, and you know what? We're not going to hear Dan Blocker. You're sick of that, right? You want to hear what the guy sounds like in real time? Well, we're going to find out. Yes, we're going to hear a song from Gerf, and it won't be Dan Blocker. So that's exciting in its own self. We're gonna hear from Rami Mays, if I can dig her out. And we're also going to hear from Jeffrey Hatcher right now, in fact. And this is a song. You'll recognize this song if you've been paying attention over the years. You may have heard this song. Well, you may have heard Jeff sing it live way back in the days, in the mid-80s, when Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat were a going concern. But they never recorded it proper. They never released it anyways. They did, Jeff did, however, record it when he was with the Blue Shadows, but it was actually sung by Billy Cowsill on the second Blue Shadows album, but it's a song that dates back to Jeff's Winnipeg days in the mid-80s, and it was actually recorded in demo form by Jeff and put out on a little six-song cassette. Remember cassettes? Yeah, this little six-song cassette, and this was actually credited to Jeffrey Hatcher and the Jackals. Mm-hmm. Never heard of them, did you? No. Well, I don't think they ever existed and played a gig under that name. They just sort of made this demo tape. It's all the same bunch of guys, right? But it's this little demo tape, and this song is on here, and we're going to hear it. We're going to hear it from the cassette, and, technology ain't my friend today, and I'm just asking for trouble. You play cassettes around here, sometimes they play, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they play at the right speed, sometimes they don't. We're going to find out. If this sounds funny, I'll fiddle with the speed control and fix it. But hopefully it'll sound okay from the get-go. But we'll find out now. But this is Jeffrey Hatcher and the Jackals. And a little number called Riding Only Down.
Factory father's coming home. I see y'all.